additional.
Wait, we got a Hal report.
Dennis, come on, Hal. Let's Kramer make
it. Hal, are you going to make this a weekly event?
Yes.
We look forward to, along with the Kramer report?
I won't point at you like he does, and I won't call you names.
You won't call us turkeys?
No, I will not do that. Not if I intend on working.
All right, good man.
He got a pat on that.
Did you, you know, when they said that thing washed up down there on the beach, you know, South Bethany, I quickly called and tried to find out where Stickles and Godwin were.
No.
They said it was a whale had washed beach, had been beached, and I didn't know if either of those two were swimming.
Mr. Cole, would you like to go get on a scale?
Bruce, that's off the record, off the record.
I'll do that today. I wouldn't do it in December.
Mr. President, members of council, at our last council meeting on the 9th of this month, there was a topic of discussion that came up regarding signs and the enforcement thereof in this county. You asked me to do an analysis of the sign code. I have not completed my analysis, but I wanted to give you a report in just a week, which I'm trying to do today, which gives you some highlights about the particular issues that you mentioned last week. And they were changeable signs, lighted signs, and temporary real estate signs. It's very easy to find in our code that there are a number of signs that are not permitted in any district under any condition. And your flashing signs, animated signs, and signs with intermittent lights are, I've highlighted on page 2 for you, they're not allowed anywhere. So if we have them, we need to enforce the code in that regard. There are some signs, however, that are permitted to be anywhere, and they are highlighted in green. But the exception I want to point out to you on page 2 at the bottom, I've underlined in red that says, item G, a temporary real estate sign indicating sale, rental, or lease of the premise on which it is located, which means that we can't have these temporary real estate signs that are all up and down the highway leading you about the county to find various different developments. Those are illegal according to our code. Because it says right there.
You check with DelDOT also on their deal.
It's illegal there too.
I know that, but nobody's picking them up.
No, what I was going to talk to you about, Mr. President, is our enforcement procedures and how I recommend they might be taken, how they might be changed. On the last page, I highlighted three sections of our code that I think are worded poorly.
In the green.
Yes, in the green.
Okay.
They need to be worded because, like letter H, a temporary development sign advertising sale or rental of the structure under construction upon the land under development, that doesn't make any sense to me. Maybe I know I'm hard-headed, but it doesn't tell me where the sign can be located, where it can't be located. The next one I've highlighted just says temporary construction signs identifying those engaged in construction. Great. Where? Where should the sign be or where can it be? It doesn't say that.
Okay, it's implied it should be on site, but it doesn't say that.
It should be. I think it should be worded more clearly.
Or the word on site somewhere.
Right.
Number H, it says upon the land under development. That's not clear enough.
Well, for me, I just thought, and like I said, I'm thick, but I thought that it should be a little more specific as to where the sign is allowed to be. It says upon the land under development. I thought it could be better. Okay.
I mean, without having a site-specific address, how could you be more specific?
Well, you could do this. You could drop out the words. You could read it this way: a temporary, drop the word development, sign advertising sale or rental of, drop the word, the structures under construction upon the land, add these words, that is being developed. So I think that sentence could be overhauled in that regard and make it specific so you'd know right where the sign could be. Anyway, those are some suggestions that I thought that we should consider. And the other thing I've found through my investigation is that we are only doing enforcement based upon complaint. The way this system works here is that if a person complains about an illegal sign, that complaint goes to Lawrence Lank. Lawrence sends them a letter citing the fact that their sign is outside of our code, and if they don't respond in some reasonable amount of time, he then turns that complaint over to the constable, which goes out and takes further action.
And that's the way we like it.
Okay.
No, I don't like it that way.
I just thought that if you wanted to be more active,
I don't think it's fair when somebody gets violated for a blinking sign or one of these signs that are never prohibited or prohibited in all districts, and you go right down the road and you see other signs. I think we ought to be fair when we go out, and if we go into an area like a blinking sign. Now, it's obvious a guy can't be riding by an inspector and know a zoning violation, because that's, you can't see that. But these are visual, and you can actually see the signs.
We have a broad, and right now, let me ask, I'm not done yet.
One more thing, that's it.
Al, are we, did you find out in your investigation, is anything being enforced right now?
By complaint only.
Because of their workload.
In other words, we're not taking a proactive position to do a blanket enforcement.
We have a broad and diverse county.
If I told the person who complained about this one sign, said there's numerous ones. So if I told the inspector, requested the inspector to go and enforce all of them in that area, or, you know, and is that sufficient, Mr. Stickles or Mr. Griffin, to...
No, that is not sufficient.
What does it take then? Is that not a complaint?
We're redoing, in the commercial zone... Than the land use
employees
plan.
Employees do not take direction from council.
So that's what we're...
Who
that's
does?
What does?
No one takes direction from council but me.
County administrator.
That's right.
That's on a limited basis.
So I can't call up and make a complaint about something that is prohibited in Sussex County?
You as a citizen can call Mr. Lank and make a complaint, but realistically, Mr. Lank should direct staff to go.
That's right, he does.
Okay, right now, because I see there's no enforcement going on of these signs, and there have been complaints against signs, and nothing's happening. And when
I had a complaint with the Candy Kitchen. You called me, Mr. Lang. I told Mr. Lang.
How about in the other area? Bargain Bill's on the other side. What's the status on that sign?
Haven't received a complaint.
No, we got a complaint. They got a letter.
We had a complaint.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, there's complaints all over, and something's happened. Nothing's happening. That's what's happened.
What I had planned to do based on your request last week is a complete analysis of the entire code. I haven't completed that yet, but I want to make an easy-to-understand chart for you to see.
Because they're all over the board now.
Right.
I understand that.
So basically, it's saying flashing signs except for time. That's the only thing that is allowed in the county, right?
Okay, thank you. Mr. Kramer.
Move that one subject right along.
What do you think, Dan?